This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So things have been economically weird the last 18 months or so. Worse at the beginning than now, yes, but weird all the same. Through it all, there have been some constants, and we've covered those, but this one caught our eye this morning. New data out from the National Venture Capital Association that kind of gives you pause. For the first half of 2021, venture capitalists have invested $150 billion in startups. That is seed stage to late stage companies. That's nearly as much as was invested in all of 2020, which was in itself a record-breaking year, pandemic or no. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains what's going on there.
The last 2 years have been blockbuster for venture capital deals and dollars, not in spite of COVID, but kind of because of it, says Jeff Farah at the National Venture Capital Association. There have been all the new work-from-home technologies and vaccines we needed.
Companies like Moderna and Zoom really did so much to be able to propel us through a lot of the problems that we had.
And investors have had plenty of cash to risk in fields like
cybersecurity, climate technology, in healthcare, around testing, PPE.
But for the smallest startups that entrepreneurs found one or two at a time and bootstrap, things have not been so rosy. Philip Gaskin at the Kauffman Foundation says startup rates were flat or declining in the boom years before the pandemic. Then in the midst of all the job loss and small businesses closing,
the number of business starts, registered business starts, was the highest in some 25 years. Now, most of those starts were out of necessity rather than by choice.
And he says they'll face big obstacles.
83% of entrepreneurs do not receive venture capital or traditional loan. And the overwhelming majority of new business owners use their own or family wealth to get started.
And moving up the pipeline to fundamental scientific R&D, Northwestern University business professor Ben Jones says there's also trouble.
Public investment in research and development from the United States is at its lowest level in the last 70 years.
And he warns if we don't boost public research funding at university and government labs, future advances in fields like quantum computing, nanotechnology, and AI will suffer. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.